Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's the Love Line. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist. Jared Leto is here tonight along with Matt. We're going to go with Wachter.
You got it.
Yeah.
Rhymes with doctor.
30 Seconds to Mars is the name of the band, and the new CD is called A Beautiful Lie. Where is the new CD?
It's coming. The rank. Oh, look at this. Look.
Yeah. Look. Nice.
It's an advanced copy.
Thank you.
It's not the real thing.
Thank you. Oh, I see.
That's the one that's currently leaked on the internet right now. You can steal if you want for free.
Right. It's coming out in on August 20th, which I'm
going to. August
30th,
yeah.
Oh, August 30th.
And you know, Stryker's been talking about you guys here at K-Rock in Los Angeles.
Nice.
And, he is not one to. Hand out compliments.
He's no ass kisser.
He's
more of a brown nose.
You know, I got to say that means so much because we're getting a really enormous response around the country. But LA being our home, it really means the world to us that to hear that.
He's really an ass kisser, but he tells you when he's not kissing ass. But
right. I'll take the ass.
He was surprising. Hey, they're a substantial band. I really like them.
Thank you.
I like good to hear. That's as high a compliment as he can offer.
Thank you. Ass kissers, by the way.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, people go, hey, boss, looking good, lost some weight. And then someone always has to point out, he's just kissing your ass. And I go, I know, I like it. Because think about what you're trying to do when you're trying to kiss ass. Trying to suck up.
Make the guy happy.
Trying to make the guy happy. Sure.
Get something out of it.
I like the term sycophant.
Yeah. It's like saying a masseuse is an ass kisser because she tries to relax you, make you feel good.
That's only if you go to Chinatown. You get
yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's, well, literally.
Full release. Jared wrote this. I'm looking at it. The album in four different continents. I only thought there were three, Drew. I didn't know there was four. And recorded LA in South Africa, too. So you just recorded this, like, piecemeal all over the place?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's not a world beat record or anything.
While you were touring, or?
We just happened, and some part of it was, we just took advantage of opportunities, really. We knew that it was going to be a long process. I tend to, like, to beat songs to a living pulp.
But it's not live.
No, it's not live. We just wanted to have different environments. We didn't want to be holed up in some warehouse in Los Angeles.
Right.
It really had a tremendous impact on us traveling around the world making this record.
This is what I was screwing with. Yeah, they're playing at the amphitheater on the 20th. That's the date I was looking at. Oh, that's cool, especially if you're from around here.
It's Gibson Amphitheater.
It's Universal, I know.
They just changed it.
Who's Gibson?
Gibson Guitars. I guess
they
bought the name.
Oh, really?
That was like 2 weeks ago, I guess.
Yeah, it was pretty recent.
Wow.
So I'm telling everybody, we're playing Gibson Amphitheater. They're like, where the hell is that?
It figures when we finally get to play it, they changed the name of it. So.
Yeah. Well, at least it wasn't like Summer's Eve or something.
I thought maybe it's Waterworld Amphitheater.
I would be honored
the
to have
Propecia
it named by a douche
Amphitheater.
Yeah. No, you always, I know, it gets downgraded because you're like, oh, they're playing the Gibson Amphitheater.
It's just a little theater off the amphitheater.
That's a small place but underneath it.
Right.
Yeah.
This summer's easy.
So are you guys from, you live out here now, but are you from, where are you guys from?
White Trash, Bossier City. Yeah. That's where I was born, Louisiana.
Louisiana.
I'm from White Trash, Jersey. So
And everyone's out here living out here now full time.
Yeah, we're all here.
Yeah.
So is it all about the music right now, Jared?
No, you know, I came to Los Angeles over 10 years ago now, but my brother and I have been making music since we were kids, and I came to California, $400 in my pocket and a backpack, and slept on the beach for a while, and then eventually got some work in films and just really grateful to be able to pay my rent now and put gas in my car. And
that's Drew's story, except for he was super rich and grew up in an affluent area of Pasadena, and his parents sent him to a highfalutin prep school. Other than that,
same thing.
He did have a backpack, though, didn't he?
Sleep on the beach once.
You slept on the beach because your parents
drunk?
Had a condo out
that
there
was
and you
Hawaii.
Fell asleep. Yeah.
You passed out on the beach. There's a difference.
Yeah, it was in Cancun. Yeah.
So we've always been making music, and it's just great to be able to do both, and it's just been incredible.
Well, someone's going to have to dethrone those Bacon Brothers. I'll tell you that right now.
I know. It's our destiny.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to hear something. I'm guessing we're going to hear something off the Beautiful Lie CD in this break at some point or in this hour at some point.
Right?
Well, yeah. Not this second. Well, we'll get you the CD.
Here, give it a hand to him. Yeah, we'll do it during this break. There we go.
We got another.
Yeah. Let's talk to Anna, who's 25. Anna?
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I have just an intensely sensitive, I don't know if it's pronounced clitoris or clitoris. I've heard it both ways.
We have the basic notion of what you're talking about.
Is there a third title you could give it so we can get some clarity?
Jane.
Clitoris and clitoris are both correct because my grandmother called me on it once after listening to the show.
Ew.
And she said, I think I was saying clitoris, and she said, you know it's pronounced clitoris. And I was like, hold on, let me vomit into my boot.
Oh, God.
And then the hall got to vomit at something else right now.
Then she pulled this crap. She's like, Herb Weissman's a doctor. And then I'm like, what do you think Dr. Drew is? It's right in his name. So we looked it up in my poor dead grandfather's large print dictionary.
Oh, my goodness.
And it said you can pronounce it either way.
That's correct.
You see? Anna?
So there you go. You're very sensitive. You orgasm easily. Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's not just that. I mean, I don't have cup holders in my car, so I just kind of stick my drink between my legs. And if I hit a speed bump, I'm, like, almost there. I mean,
yeah.
All the time.
I'll do that with a tequila.
It's funny. Some women have referred to mine as a speed bump.
Oh, jeez. But that tends to be a genetically induced talent.
Yeah.
In other words, that ability. You probably have multiple orgasms too, right? When you have
After even like 2 or 3 minutes of sex, I can have multiple orgasms.
Yeah, and one right after the other. Pow,
yeah,
pow.
Right.
Like,
all right.
Stop,
now here's the point. Okay. Here's my point.
Remember what's in Nicole Richie said she has orgasms from sitting on a cold bathroom floor.
Yep. And then I orgasm.
Then add orgasm.
I'm done.
Then the speed bump orgasm.
Yeah. Now here's the thing. Now should Anna write a book telling other women how to orgasm? No.
Right.
That's how she is.
That's in her genes.
Should
her
Michael Jordan
makeup.
Write a book on vertical leap?
No, that's how he is.
That's how he is.
That's the genetic
hand
she was given.
That's right. That's right.
You can't turn Anna in, but she won't like oral sex.
Ooh.
Anna won't like that.
Mm. Anna?
Yes?
Do you like oral sex?
Sometimes.
Not really, is he?
Why is that?
It's too sensitive.
Too intense.
Yeah, it's annoying. Too intense. They don't. The women that have multiple orgasms really don't like oral sex.
Well, that's probably good news to a lot of men.
And women. Yeah. And women that
she sounds like the perfect date.
And women that can't orgasm with intercourse, which is about half of all women, can only have orgasm with oral sex.
Yeah.
And that's a different biological configuration.
Yeah.
That the X chromosomes are huge with tons of information on it. What makes the five of us male is this tiny little piece of chromosome called the Y chromosome, and there's very little information, and the same information for each of us makes us male. For women, two big X chromosomes with lots of information, so makes each woman very much different than one another.
Is there we're XY, right? Is our X smaller than their X?
No, our X is the same, but the part that makes us male is uniform. From man to man to man.
Right. We don't vary a lot.
Right. The part that makes a woman is two big pieces of genetic information
They're
is
all
highly variable.
Map.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so even things like orgasmic function, which women are thinking that. And I bet, Anna, when you hear about women not being able to have orgasm, what do you think about that?
It blows my mind. I'm like,
confusing.
Really?
How could that be?
Yeah.
They must be lying, right?
Yeah.
Or they just haven't figured it out yet?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
which is not right.
Oh, it'll come. It'll come.
No,
it won't.
It won't for many.
You will come.
Yeah.
Ooh. What's your question, by the way, Anna?
Say that again.
You're just bragging.
I was wondering if there's anything I can do to kind of desensitize it a little bit.
No, this is a talent. This is a God-given talent you don't want to mess with.
Yeah. Don't hit it with a soldering iron.
We spent a lot of time in Africa last year, and they do have a female circumcision.
Oh, yes, they do, and all kinds of horrible things.
Well, we cannot judge.
Can't judge.
It's impossible to judge.
They want to sew the vaginas up. It's fine.
There's only different. There's no better. There's no worse.
Right.
Just different.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I don't care if they stone people to death or hack out clitorises on 10-year-olds. Only different. We cannot judge.
That's
one thing I've really learned. Just can't judge. No matter how horrible the ritual is, no matter how archaic it is, no matter how violent, can't judge.
Cannot judge.
Impossible to judge.
Yep.
Impossible. There's only different.
Only.
Only different.
But
no wrong.
You would be profiling, and how dare you judge somebody else?
No, because the first step to profiling is judgment, and you cannot judge. John?
Hi.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's up?
All right. Well, I have a question, okay. Like, this time, we just started dating last night, and...
Whoa, hold on.
Oh, what?
What do you mean your girlfriend that you just started dating last night?
Well, I mean, we just started officially going out last night.
Did you consummate your relationship last night?
No.
Okay.
How does that work?
When was your first date?
Yeah.
Last night?
Well, okay, the thing is, we've kind of... Like, we've known each other for a long time, and the timing's never been, like, right. It's always been...
Yeah, she's been underneath another guy, and you've been really into her for, like, eight years.
You've been such a good friend.
It's never
been a good
shoulder to cry on.
No.
It's not one of the... Like, it's always been just sort of, like... Because, like... You know, like, I've had other girlfriends.
No. Here's what it is. Either, you know, she's been with other guys, or she's been with other guys, or when I was single, she's been with other guys.
Right.
Who are you guys?
John, come on.
Who are you talking to here? We know how this game is played. We did that ourselves.
Exactly. Okay.
All right. So you've been into her for a long time.
Yeah.
And now she had a little dry spell, and her self-esteem is damaged.
No, she just broke up.
Well, she got her self-esteem damaged a little bit, yeah.
Okay, so she...
Just broke up.
On summation. Actually, she hasn't been in a relationship for, like, about a year.
Oh,
and
really?
So, anyway, about, like, a few nights before we started dating, she lost her virginity while she was drunk. And...
John, you were so full of BS. It's amazing. You believe your own BS.
Well, see, this is the problem. Like, I guess that's what I'm asking. Like, is this relationship even worth it? Because, like, normally when it comes to relationships, like, I try to, I guess, look at things objectively. But, you know, like, you guys sort of figured out, you know, it's sort of been, like, an object of my pursuing for a while. So it's hard to look at it objectively. So
all right, but listen, John, you're up in your head.
Yeah.
She is chaotic, I would yes. probably say.
And she's doing whatever.
She's doing whatever.
And whoever.
And whoever. And
whenever.
And that doesn't mean that she can't have a couple of fleeting moments with you, but...
She would have had it 4 years ago if it was your relationship.
Someone said something to me interesting recently is you got to look at what the situation really is, not what you want it to be.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I know.
That's I've tried to make that my philosophy, but it's hard to make it work out with just what's going to come to this.
Well, it doesn't work well because if you use that philosophy with her, you realize she's not into you, and that's not what you want to hear. Yeah,
right. Exactly. Or that she was going to be a problem to be in a kind of relationship. You're trying to tie her up like some sort of like you're a rodeo. You're going to lasso like a, you know, that calf lassoing.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got her wrapped up 2 days after she had her first sexual experience, as far as you know, first sexual experience.
No, first in a year.
Yeah, first in a year, exactly.
133rd.
And she's been dating other guys all year. But you got to wrap her and commit her into a relationship.
All right.
But, you know, wrap her up quick.
Here's the thing. Okay, but here's your only shot, John. Your only shot is to sort of back it up a little and throw a little attitude. You can't do it. Here's the thing.
Be a man, John.
Well, no, you can't be the space saver spare tire in her trunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You can't just be there in case of emergency.
Right.
You got to play hard to get. And it may not work, but if it doesn't, at least you have your dignity, and it's your only shot. That's the thing that guys don't realize. We haven't gotten into this for a while. The only thing that works on a girl like this is to sort of back off and play a little bit hard to get. And you only got a 10% chance of that working because she ain't that into you. But something may happen and she may come around. If she doesn't, at least you don't look like a jackass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You walk away with your cojones.
Yes.
Intact.
You got those taken off quite some time ago.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
John, yes.
There was a time, you know, in our history where she did like me, and I pretty much did that exact same thing where I just sort of...
Yeah, you were in the fifth grade, though. Come on.
Well, no, I mean, I guess.
When was it, John?
When was it?
This was about a year and a half ago.
Honestly, when was it?
A year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago, she was really into you.
No, not really into me, but, I mean... I mean,
you just first said she was in a relationship a year ago. How could it have been a year and a half?
It wasn't like a long relationship, like the last time she was in, like.
All right, John, here's the thing. Here's the problem. You will waste your time on this dead-end job known as What's Her Nose. It will lower your self-esteem, and then you will get the stink of failure on you. And
no
once,
one will date you.
Once that's on you, man, that's like a skunk, and chicks all smell it. They're hound dogs, and you're screwed. That's it.
Go away to college.
Go away to college. You're living in Austin, for Christ's sake. Go out and make the scene.
Join a frat.
Join a frat.
Go to Thailand.
Go to Thailand. See the world, John. Get around. Do something, would you?
Fall in love with a man, boy.
Yeah, don't hang out with her, because that's the other thing. You don't realize that not only do you screw up your chances with this chick, but you screw up your chances with the next 10 chicks because they smell failure.
And you're going to get depressed. It's just a horrible set of choices.
Yeah, but you just become damaged goods in the eyes of all other women.
Yeah, and they're probably right, too.
They're right, but
think
still,
about
you
and I when we were that age. Come on.
Well, I didn't need to be punished.
Yeah, but they were right to stay away.
All right. Okay.
I'll give you that one.
All right. Stephanie?
Hello?
24?
It was the dad that shouldn't have punished you. Carolla.
We're trying to change Marco Polo to Adam Carolla.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it could catch on, right?
Yeah,
why not?
Why not?
What the hell is Marco Polo?
Swimming pools across the U.S.
Yeah, what's he done the last 800 years?
I don't even know who it is.
That's nothing.
The game they play.
That's awesome.
Yes. I can't. I didn't remember that.
Yeah.
Next time we have a pool party.
Well, now it's
pool.
It's Adam Carolla. Yeah. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
So I have a question. My dad is 14 years older than my mother. They're divorced now, but lately I've caught my boyfriend looking at underage porn.
Ooh.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So I was wondering, since Drew thinks that girls are attracted to their father type, mm-mm, does that make me attracted to pedophiles a little bit?
No. How old were your parents when they got married?
My mom was 23.
Yeah, see, that's not the pedophilia. I mean, your dad would still be, at the age of 60, would still be looking at pictures of 12-year-olds.
Ew, okay.
Yeah, that's a whole different thing.
It's kind of an interesting thought that you had, though, in the first place.
Yeah. Here's how that all works, is that if one of your parents has been sexually abused, they will then bring into the house a sexual abuser who will sexually abuse you.
Well, my mother was abused at 2.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I don't know if I was or not.
Do you think your dad might have been
I actually do have dreams about stuff maybe happening.
All right. So that's a whole different set of circumstances. So, yes, when your dad sexually abuses you, you will be attracted to victimizers.
Well,
yes.
And how young are these women that your boyfriend is looking at?
Well, I found, like, seriously looking like 13, 14.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, hold on. I don't want to offend the guy, but that's better than 6 or 7.
Well,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's oh, my God. God.
Well, they have a whole barely legal section
right
of
Adam.
It.
It's better than 6 or 7. It's still bad.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah, but here's the thing. I'm not defending these. I'm a big jug guy.
I know.
Come on. I'm not. You know
I'm a
what
tail
I'm
gunner guy myself.
Yeah,
what?
Tail gunner.
What is that? I'm over 40.
Drew's milking and popping. Jared's, this which grandpa used to beat off to. Okay. Like the chicks in the 50s, 60s.
Milking and popping.
Don't play stupid, Drew. Don't make us walk out to your car.
Don't be coy, boy.
Here's the thing. There's a whole thing about, like, the chicks are, like, 19 and 20, and they put the pigtail, they put the yarn, and they're supposed to look like they're in the 10th grade.
That's different.
Okay. That's not a whole lot different than 13 or 14. It's bad. Mm. It's not as bad. But then when you're talking about 5- and 6-year-olds, now you have a guy who needs to be taken off the street kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, here's the point. Are these girls 13 years old? Are they 18-year-old chicks with the stupid pigtails?
No, some of them actually look like prepubescent little boobies.
Oh, see.
Well, that's not 13. That's even younger.
That's 11, 12.
And he's just fishing that off the internet?
Yeah, apparently.
All right.
That's bad. So go ahead.
And here's the other thing, too, everybody. Everyone does that thing where it's like, other than that, he's a great guy. That's enough.
Yeah.
All serial killers are great guys other than serial killing. All the people that do horrible things in life. Like, look.
People get very confused about nice people versus bad people.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, a lot of people are nice, awful human beings. I'm sure the BTK guy.
Oh, they're always the same guy. They're church leaders. They lead Weebelo troops up into the hills. Yeah. They never stop giving of their time, you know?
That's like Michael Jackson. They love kids.
He loves the children.
Yeah.
He loves the children of the world.
That's the usual pedophile.
Yeah. No.
You work at a carnival.
Of course. Yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, the thing about bad guys is they can't act bad or they wouldn't be able to get away with the S they're doing. Like, here's the thing. If the BTK guy was just walking around with a puss on, dragging some rope, and looking angry, he would have got arrested 25 years ago.
He, though, interestingly, I think I should not have brought him up, because he's one of the guys that everyone that talks about, and having known him, says, oh, the guy's an a-hole, forget it. And then, but then notice how we all go, okay, well, let's take care of this guy. Let's get rid of him. He does bad things, and we don't like him.
Well, no, he was a leader in the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, but people,
the
neighbors and stuff said he was a real...
Well, here's the thing. All they got to do is talk to the chicks these guys used to work with, and they're always like,
he's a creep.
Yeah, because yeah, chicks...
The girls have the radar.
They're like canaries in a coal mine. They're like, weirdo.
Well, there was that one time I caught him in the bathroom with the shampoo bottle.
Guys don't know. Guys, what a great guy. The guy bowling average 186. Are you kidding me? He bought me beer one time.
I love the Saints.
Yeah, he's a big Saints, both Saints fans. The guys are stupid,
that's
but
all it takes.
Chicks, they're instinctive. Like they're like, no. That's how they
you
always
smell
know.
Smell it on you.
You know, when I'm in charge, that's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to every major company, every office. I'm just going to walk in. I'm going to go right to the receptionist. Who's the weirdo? And she's going to be like, Larry in the fourth cubicle. Come on, buddy, you're coming with me.
And any of the ones that you find with good instinct, just walk them down the middle.
Just walk them. I'll be like a dog at the airport. What do you got? Anything? Nothing. Her boob's wagging. Let's go, buddy. All right, here's where I need your computer. Go ahead and turn your car over. We're going to your apartment. We're going to serve. Believe me, we'll find something. She's creeped out. That's how chicks are. Guys have no idea. Guys would be this guy would be the captain of the softball team. They'll hang out with this guy for 100 years, nothing. That's why they were surprised. Chicks knew that BTK guy, by the way. Yeah. All the chicks in the office were weirded out by that guy.
Yeah.
And they're not wrong.
No, they're never wrong.
They know.
It's like you're VD-smelling dogs.
No, but that's what they are. They're not so great with the calculations and stuff, but instinct, baby. That's what they have. Mm-hmm. They're like animals. Mm-hmm. Like hot animals. Like animals, you know, you'd like to have sex with, you know? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I like animals.
I think I understand.
Yeah. All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. We're going to hear a little something.
I'm still
from,
thinking about the guy on the computer with the pictures of 12-year-old girls.
Well, Stephanie's still there, believe it or not. So Stephanie,
break up with this guy. Yeah, deal breaker.
Yeah, big time.
But you may need to...
a couple years
of therapy.
We're
going to go way out on a limb and say maybe I ought to cut this guy loose.
Just think about what he would do to your children should you have them with him.
I know.
And maybe for you, a little bit of therapy kind of rework your attractions.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of real therapy to do that. It's a deep, deep wiring that has to be kind of undone. You can't consciously undo that one very well.
Right. And also, this sort of exists in a vacuum stuff is BS. I just dabble in a little of this. Not really my main thing. Now, here's the thing. If you're not into it, you're disgusted by it. It's repugnant. It's repulsive.
Remember, and imagine all the BS that he would give her when she finds it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just...
It got sent to me by some
my
guy.
My friend left it in the car.
Yeah. I'm going to do that thing. I'm going to get the chicks. I'm going to run them through the office and say, you know, here, girl. What should we be running down that thing? What do you got? Mr. Stiffen. Boobs wagging. Yeah. And then as soon as I find the guy, we just drag him right out.
Yeah. Huh? That's all you need.
That's all we need. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Dare you. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Bob Saget is in here tomorrow night talking about the Aristocrats. Jared Leto is here tonight. Matt Wachter.
Wachter.
I like Wachter.
I like Doctor. Wait a minute. How do you spell that?
It's phonetically, it's Wokter. So, Wachter.
Oh.
Yeah.
But there's no L
I know,
in it.
It's confusing. Believe me, for 29 years.
Yeah, W-A in German is Wa. Wachter.
And Lithuanian, something else in there.
Yeah, but it's got an L sound in there.
W-A.
Wachter.
Yeah.
No, but it's not like walk.
Right.
I'm just going to go for my PhD.
Here it's
so
Wachter.
Dr.
Wachter.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Dr. anyway, 30 Seconds to Mars is the name of the band, and we're going to hear something off the new CD after we take this one phone call from Abraham. Who's 21? Abraham. Abraham?
We hear you. Caller who goes by Abraham.
Sounds like he's got his radio on.
Are you naked?
He's coming. Now he's got to come to the phone. You got to hear us talking to him, and then come to the phone.
Come on, zip it.
Really,
Abraham.
Hi.
Zip it up.
There he is.
Wow.
Hey. Hello.
What's up? All right. What's going on?
Clean yourself up.
Well, how long was I talking to that guy?
About 7 seconds.
Oh, sorry about that. Because the reason I'm calling is because you see, I just recently got married and stuff, and I just had sex with my wife, and I noticed that blood didn't come out. I was just wondering if a girl is a virgin, you have sex with her, does that automatically mean that blood has to come out of her, or?
No, it doesn't mean anything.
Did she ride horses when she was younger?
Right. The women can rupture their hymen by other means, especially by the time they're 18, 19, it's pretty much ruptures on its own.
Because I remember someone telling me that it's all genetic or something, so.
You're not all right.
What are you getting at, Abraham?
What's the problem, Abraham? Your poor wife.
Hmm?
Did she tell you that she was a virgin?
I married her in Yemen, and usually, the original culture is that they have to be virgins and stuff.
Oh, in Yemen. Yeah. Were you over there in the service or something?
No, you see, I live in Taft. It just, usually when we get married, they take us back to supposedly our home country, Yemen. I've lived here. I was born and raised here, so I went there.
It's like an arranged marriage? You went back and picked your wife up kind of thing?
You see, the thing is, I guess my dad has, like, I guess he has a family or he knows friends or something. We go to her father's house. I guess we ask her, or his daughter and her hand in marriage. We pay a certain dowry and stuff.
That's how you do it. Then, yep.
But yeah. How did you find her? How'd you pick her?
My dad did. Well, at first, my dad wanted me to marry one of my cousins. I'm like, yeah, look, if I'm going to do this, I don't want to marry one of my cousins, so I want to marry someone that isn't my cousin. So I guess he just...
How's this working out for you and for her?
I speak a little bit, so there's, try for us to, talk.
Does she speak English at all?
No, I'm trying to teach her. My sisters are.
So basically, you don't have to talk to each other. It sounds like a perfect marriage.
Well, it sounds like something from like Mesopotamian history. Somebody goes out and abducts a princess and brings her back, and she's like, depressed.
I met some people from Saudi Arabia when I was in Thailand, and they were describing the way their life, and it was amazing. It was completely different. It was like something out of history.
Yeah. Well,
in terms of the arranged marriages.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Old habits die hard.
At very, very young age, these girls were given, their fathers gave them. To each other, respectively. Her and her girlfriend were like 12, 13 years old.
Yeah. Well, it's better marrying your cousin.
I think so.
Yeah,
at least they know each other.
I tried that. My cousin Greg. You met that guy?
You had sex with him?
Well, it just didn't work.
Yeah. Just a lot of heavy petting.
Well, we were both tops. So, when I explained that to my dad, he threw up, and then he went over to Yemen and found me a nice guy. But look, I had to tell him why it wasn't working. You don't put two tops together. You know what I mean?
Right, well, he had to accept that. He says you can't change that. It's like trying to change sexual
orientation.
Can
someone break down top for me and bottom? I get confused all the time. Maybe that's why I have not found happiness.
Catcher and pitcher.
One's a brown bandana.
Which one's
the
catcher?
One's a red
bottom.
Okay.
Catcher. Yeah.
The bottom. Okay.
Yeah, it's just luck of the draw. Sometimes,
We cannot judge.
We
cannot judge.
Abraham.
Hey, what's up?
I predict this thing's going to last forever.
I guess so.
Yeah. You know what? Historically, arranged marriages have worked.
Well, look, if you look at it this way, here in this country, we have a free will. We pick our wives, and the marriage lasts an average of 2.3
years.
2 years, yeah. 3 months. You know what I mean? I bet you they're beating our ass over in Yemen with that. They got at least 8 years.
Yeah.
Well, what happens if you get a divorce over there? I mean, do they just take a pinky or two, or what happens?
They just kill everyone with a rock. It's awesome.
You got to pay back a dowry or something.
You have to pay. That's even more. You have to pay.
More civilized.
Like, well, it costs you now to get divorced here in the States, probably even more than what you have to pay.
The family. You better just pay the family off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. All right. Hey, Abraham, let's just say she was a virgin, so you don't have to freak out because the culture's weird.
Yeah, Abraham, by the way... What difference does it make to you, really?
It's just something in the back of my mind. Still, I'm like wondering, like, come on, these people.
You want to know if you got your money's worth, or if your father did.
Yeah.
Were you a virgin?
No.
Oh, well, hell. What the heck?
Oh.
double standard.
Yeah,
how dare you?
Yeah, you go over to that part of the world and try to explain equality.
But he's from here. He's not from that part of the
well,
world.
Well, he's from here, but his dad isn't from here. Yeah, look, those people are screwed up. Let's just be honest.
Don't judge.
I can't judge. You just can't.
He was doing so well until now.
It's impossible to judge, but...
There isn't good or bad. There's only relative.
Right.
Good
and bad. Let's at least break it down this way. There's no good. There's no bad. There's no up. There's no down. There's no gravity. There's nothing. There is the way we like to do things and the way the other folks in other parts of the world like to do things. We prefer our way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now you're starting to scare me, though.
Yeah.
Before you sounded good. Now you're starting to scare me.
You, if someone cheats, you stone them to death, that's your way.
You can't judge.
We can't judge that, but we can't say that we're sort of, we prefer our system.
We can say that?
I think we can say we prefer our system.
I see.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I don't think that's judging.
It's making a choice.
For the record, I can judge.
Yeah, okay.
I know what's good and healthy.
All right, so Abraham is going to drive himself nuts. And by the way, you wonder, seems like a lot of guys in that part of the world, I got a little anger going in them. And I'd be angry, too, if I walked around thinking about this all day long.
Is my wife a virgin or not?
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Why didn't she bleed?
Yeah.
I'll never know if she was a virgin.
Right.
Aren't there procedures?
Abraham, they could have sewed her vagina back up. They could have sewed her hymen back in.
Right.
So you never know.
You know what I got to introduce?
Anything's possible.
I have to introduce rotisserie and fantasy football and baseball to that part of the world.
Oh, we got
to.
Yeah,
guys getting busy with stuff. Yeah, instead of fixating on their wife's vagina and why it didn't bleed. They just start fixating on like Randy Moss's numbers last week.
Don't they have sports over there or anything like
they
that?
They do, but they like kick around a goat's head or something.
Hit it with a stick.
Yeah. It's a tough crew over there.
Tough.
Yeah. Makes arena football players look like pussies. All right, let's hear a little something from 30 Seconds to Mars, shall we?
Yes.
The album is called Beautiful Lie. It is out on the 30th of August. That is one Tuesday from this Tuesday? What the hell's the date? Yeah.
It's a week from this coming Tuesday.
13 days away. August 30th. God.
This song is called...
And we play this August 20th at Universal, formerly Universal Amphitheater, now Gibson.
Yeah, but you know, at least it's named after a guitar, and it's not just some music.
It's not a
crappy
bank.
Like Qualcomm or something like that.
Summer's Eve or something.
I like the Summer's Eve Amphitheater personally.
I'd go there.
I'd go there too.
All right, well, Lilith Fair at Summer's Eve. All right, we'll take a. Oh no, yeah, we're gonna hear a song. That's it. It's called Attack. everybody.
That was, yeah. There you go.
30 Seconds to Mars, the beautiful line name of the CD. That was a little something called Attack.
Very, very, very nice to hear the song on the radio in Los Angeles, our hometown, on K-Rock. It really is quite a huge moment for us, so thank you.
And another, I don't know, 85 towns you don't live in, but still have people that pay for music, so oops. Sorry.
Hopefully. Are there people that pay for music?
We're going to, I think they're still out there. We're going to play a little something called Germany or Florida. Here's how the game is played.
I know this one.
All bizarre stories emanate from either one of two places, Germany or Florida. We hear the weird story and then we decide, is it Germany or Florida?
We've been getting our ass kicked lately, by the way.
Yeah. Well, you're 0 for the last two.
I'm going to go for 4.
Andrew?
Yo.
Give us a story.
All right. A 75-year-old man was so shocked he had accidentally run down his wife. He started forward and drove over her again, authorities said Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Police said the man compounded his 73-year-old wife's misery after an onlooker told him he had just run over her while backing out of a parking space. The woman was rushed to the hospital and survived.
Mm.
Florida.
I'm going to go Florida. Yeah.
Feels like Florida.
Jared?
I say Florida.
I'm going to even go further and say it was Zephyr Hills, Florida.
I'll say Tampa.
I'm going Tallahassee. True?
Mm. Florida.
Huh? All right, we're all going Florida, Andrew.
So you're all going Florida on that one? Berlin, Germany.
You hoodwinked
us.
You can't run someone over with a Volkswagen. It's just not possible.
Yeah, it's true.
Was it a Panzer?
Mercedes.
It was Hitler's six-wheel car. Yeah. You know the coolest thing in the world to me when I was a kid was a half track.
Yes.
Yes.
Why do all kids love half track?
Especially the troop.
What's a half track?
Half track had the tank tread in the back and a regular wheel in the front. And when you were seven, it was the coolest thing in the world.
You know what obsessed me was the hydroplane.
Oh, yeah, that's cool, too.
The hydroplane.
You know, they have little ones now.
You could get in the back of a comic book when you're a kid.
No, they've got toy ones now that really work like crazy.
Like the Hamilker, Schlender.
And they fly
maybe we should get those on the road instead of the little mini bikes that we have.
Safer.
These mini motorcycles that we run around
trying to kill ourselves on.
Yeah, you know what's cool is the huge military versions of those that just plow along the water and then go right up onto the shore. Yeah.
Crazy.
Wonder what that costs us. They never seem to use them anyway.
But they're cool.
Keep it in your garage. Show your friends.
We'll take ourselves a little break, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm not going to screw this up. I'm going to go with Matt Wachter.
You got it.
Yeah. And Jared Leto here tonight. 30 Seconds to Mars, name of the band. Beautiful Life.
Thank you so much.
Which is out on the 30th of August. Also, guys, going to be playing at the Universal Amphitheater, as we once knew it, on the 20th of August. So we're talking during the break about the guy who shot John Lennon. And I just use this as my personal intercom now because I want to finish the story. But It's a weird thing that Mark David Chapman, the guy who ended up shooting Lennon years earlier, was living in Hawaii. Yeah. He was living in Hawaii, and he was trying to kill himself. Yeah. And he drove his car to the beach at, like, dawn.
Yeah.
And he was just going to sit and watch the sunrise and pump carbon monoxide into his thing. And it'll kill you pretty quick. He parked his car, like, on the sand in a deserted stretch or whatever, like 5 a.m., put the hose into the car, probably had a few shots of Jack, turned it on, and just started to go to sleep. And he just went under. He would have been gone 20 minutes, half hour later, something like that. But some guy who was doing surf fishing found him, yanked him out of the car, revived him back to life. He went to work at a hospital in Hawaii. Hmm. And next thing you know, a few years later, he's in New York.
I know so much about this. This is amazing.
He studied psychopaths.
It's a family member. I watch a lot of History Channel and all that.
Serendipity.
All that stuff. But, I mean, think about how heavy it is that the dude that killed you was essentially dead 5 years earlier.
Someone else saved his life.
And then think about the weird, heavy thing of the dude who pulled him out of the car and then went on. This guy goes on to kill, an icon.
Yeah, a little therapy. And
that fisherman's got to feel like a
jerk.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I could sleep knowing, hey, look, I saved the guy's life.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Still, from a weird sort of just karmic thing, yeah. Like this guy goes on to kill one of the Beatles, it's got to be freaky. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, but everything happens for a reason. That's what
right.
I've learned.
And
that's
don't judge.
That's what I've learned from listening to stupid people. Everything happens for a reason.
Jorge.
Hello.
Jorge, George.
It's Jorge.
Yeah, what's happening? Well, it's the same thing. Go ahead.
Jorge.
Same thing. Come on now.
Go ahead. Right.
Here's the way.
Let's get Adam going for God's sake.
No, but here's the deal.
Como está, Jorge.
When you're in Mexico, you're Jorge. When you're here, you're George. That's the way I like to think of it.
All right,
see
we'll
what I'm saying? All right, what's up?
All right, so check it out. I've been...
you don't sound ethnic at all.
I'm Alejandro, by the way.
The thing is, because it works reverse in Mexico, it's Jesus, and over here, it's you say Jesus. Is it the same?
It's right.
Not the same.
Go ahead, Jorge.
All right, anyways. So I'm dating this chick, and not for that long, maybe like 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Dos.
Dos months.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're making out, and I get her shirt off. She has a bra on and everything. When I take off the bra, there's her boobs are like are just empty, but there's lots of skin.
She had a baby?
Had a kid.
For real?
Well, that's called atrophic changes of pregnancy. That's a common thing. They sort of deflate it, right?
Yeah, but very deflated, like nothing there at all.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll deflate the penis pretty quick, too. Get atrophic, get atrophic honker.
They can actually call it involutional changes of pregnancy.
Was this girl from Jersey, by any chance?
No comment.
Okay. So you don't know whether she had a baby or not?
I had no idea. And we haven't porked yet, but...
Pork.
Oh. I guess...
Yeah.
That's a Spanish term.
Carnitas. Yeah. Go ahead, Jorge.
I guess that would be a pretty good indication as if she's had a kid or not. Then.
Well, if she tells you she's had a kid, yes.
That's a pretty good indication, yeah.
I didn't say anything at all. And well, I didn't say anything. You know what I mean? I was like...
Did you attempt to fondle her breasts?
These fun bags, and there's no fun bags. It's not fun.
All right.
No fun at all.
Mr. Romance.
Yeah.
No,
says chivalry's dead.
No bueno, Jorge.
That's like about Jorge. He doesn't look at... He looks at a woman's soul.
Truly,
you know what I mean?
Truly.
He sees the breast is half full.
Yeah.
And something else, I'm going to guess he's not really from Mexico.
He doesn't sound really...
Sounds
really
like he's from Jersey or New York.
All right, so listen, you're not attracted to her. Why? No second dates.
Leave her be.
Leave her alone.
Yeah.
Okay, you sound like you'd make a great stepfather to her child, but just leave her alone.
You call your poppy.
Yeah. He's heartbroken, right, well, too.
What?
That's good to know.
Yeah, good. Okay.
It'd be nice, you know, be culturally rich to have the child brought up in a bilingual atmosphere with Jorge.
Absolutely.
Over here.
Rich, bilingual, cultural.
Yeah.
Daddy, how do I pork?
Oh, my God.
All right. Mark?
Yes.
You're 25?
Yes.
You have a question for Jared?
Yes. I wanted to ask him about Requiem for a Dream.
Mm-hmm.
There's a pretty well-respected website that calls it one of the, like, top 50 movies of all time, and I was just wondering.
That's Jared's website, by the way.
No, it's pretty well respected. I wanted to know if he had to do any research about addiction and chemical dependency before he made the movie, and if he learned anything about addiction after it was over.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Moss.
Yeah, I did do a lot of research, and I drew upon some of my own personal experiences as well. But for that movie, it was obviously a very challenging film in a lot of ways to watch and to make. And I virtually just lived on the streets of New York and spent as much time as I could in a similar environment to my character and a lot of that other stuff. I'm trying to switch gears from Jorge right now. So.
Yeah.
Sorry. Tough one to get out of.
Yeah, I know.
You lived on the streets in New York to do research?
Yeah, I spent time in basically mostly the East Village and just tried to embrace that community as best I could. And, you know, I did a lot of different things to get to the place I needed to go. And we were just talking about that off the air, actually, Drew and I, because I'd lost 25 pounds when to play that part. And it was it was not a lot of fun, but very rewarding.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah?
Thanks for the compliment on Jared's behalf, but we got to take a break, all right?
No problem.
All right, buddy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll be right back after this. Knock it off. Drew, I said knock it off. Okay, Drew. Just saying. All right. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jared Leto's here tonight. Matt Walker.
That applause is so polite.
I know, I like that. Golf clap.
Both from 30 Seconds to Mars. We'll hear something else off A Beautiful Lie, the new CD, which is out on Tuesday, August 30th. And they're also going to be playing the amphitheater coming up on the 20th of August. All right. Now, where were we? Let's get back to the phone. Speak to Sabrina. Sabrina?
Hello?
19, what's up?
Hi. I'm just calling because, well, I have my girlfriend on the other line, too. But I'm just calling because I want to know if the strap-on that we use can cause a surprise rash.
A surprise rash?
Surprise rash.
As opposed to a non-surprise rash?
Well, the ones you're playing for.
She did say strap-on.
Mm-hmm.
Can it cause a surprise rash? Where? I pray tell, what does it look like?
Well, she's on the phone right now. You can ask
Queen Elizabeth.
Hi.
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 Who has the rash? Where is it? What does
well,
it look like?
Well, I have the rash. He uses, it was, you know, my girlfriend uses a strap on maybe 4 times a week. And it occurred maybe about the 3rd time we use it, I noticed I had a rash front and back. So I want to know.
Oh, hang on.
Does strap-on have a rash too? Wouldn't it be funny if your strap-on got warts or something? Venereal disease.
Are you using it front and back?
Well, yeah, he's
He.
Ooh.
No, he. Well, she kind of plays the man role.
Well, the thing is, when you don the strap-on, you become a dude.
Yeah,
it's like when I put the vagina.
Yeah, but I let me ask a question: Is the she really a he?
No, the she is a she. Yeah,
the she, the he is Sabrina, who's it really a she?
No. Yes. What does the rash look like?
Well, it's just
don't do this to yourself.
And irritating. It kind of looks like razor bumps, but it's just.
Are you using any lubricants or any other?
Well,
kind
we
of?
Use KY sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And you say the person from the front and the back or something?
She, Sabrina's got the front, or the other one's got the front and the back rash.
Yeah.
Basically, you're talking about things in the.
When you say front and the back, though.
Vagina and anus.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I can name my kids that.
Front and back.
Oh, vagina and anus. Be fun. Vagina, anus, dinner.
Let me just forget the Adam and Carolla thing to switch Marco Polo to vagina and anus. All right,
it's my next mission.
I'm going to name mine Volvo.
And Hyman. The twins.
Volvo.
Okay, listen.
Libia.
Yes, latex obviously can cause allergies, but usually it doesn't cause a folliculitis like you're describing, which is irritation of the hair follicle. The irritation of the hair follicle is from shaving, is from bacteria.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, you can, you know, might need some antibiotic for their antibacterial.
Hey, guys.
Uh-oh.
I was going to say, this is that dick that calls up and pretends to be a girl all the time.
Oh, it is?
This is him. I was going to say it, damn it.
Yeah, this is.
That's
the guy.
Why I asked if it was a he. I picked up on the Adam's apple.
I got that it was bogus, but I thought it was two girls with a guy putting him up to it.
Ah,
yeah.
But the first person who got on the phone on the air was a guy.
Okay. Wow, that's a keen ear.
I would bet one of my testicles on it
because I
bought it hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah,
I was
he's
like,
got
this
a couple times.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Do the chick voice and go in between the guy voice and the chick voice.
I like that.
Yeah, do it, Tito. Go.
All right. What do you want me to say?
Just talk about me. Go, do it.
What? I don't know what to say.
Just like, you know, anything. Improvise. Come on.
Kristen has little boobies.
Oh, I hate you.
Wow.
That was him.
Same that was him?
Wait, yeah. Is
that
oh my
the same
God,
dude?
You guys, that was really good. You're so
Jared
sexy when you talk like that.
You should work on me. Santa Monica Boulevard, man.
You kidding? I'm way too highbrow for that.
Hold on. Was that one?
No, that was two people.
Yeah.
But the final two-girl exchange was him.
Okay, because you're blowing my mind.
Yeah,
I'm
tired.
I'm
totally confused now.
Look, brother, just do the chick voice for a second, and you just bop in and out of the chick and dude voice, all right?
Okay.
Yeah. There she is.
Adam.
Carolla.
Well, you do it in the dude.
You do it both ways.
Yourself, yeah.
Adam.
Adam.
Well, no, do the Corolla part, you idiot.
Do the Corolla.
Okay, I'll do Corolla. Adam, Corolla.
Now I'll do it as a boy. Adam.
Corolla.
I'm totally confused as to who's who.
Look, here's the thing. I'm trying to... Okay.
Forget it. Don't stop, Adam. Stop.
I just don't care. But
don't judge.
I'm trying to get the one dude who does the dude and the chick voice to do it, not the chick. There's a chick on there, too, right?
Yeah.
There is.
So I feel Henry's a genius.
Yeah. But, right... Okay. Yeah. Forget. I'm just... No.
There's a fine line between genius and stupid.
Listen, Brada. Hang up. Whoever the chick is, whoever's the vagina needs to hang up now.
All right, shut up, Kristen.
Okay.
Quiet.
Kristen, hang up.
Okay.
If I can hear you say okay, you're not hanging up.
Yeah. Okay, I'll hang up. I clicked. Bye.
All right.
Yeah, there she goes.
Now, is this scrotum sack?
Yes.
All right, now give me some chick voice, scrotum.
Adam. Corolla.
Yeah,
there you go.
Thank you.
Finally.
All right. Yes, I guess you can hear it, and Jared knows. He heard.
Yeah, well done.
And Anderson picked up on it too.
Wouldn't have gotten it.
And Drew, you have a very good ear for that.
This guy's got me though. Every time he could.
Really? Now, what is that? Is there some sort of weird frequency that you're not responding to?
No, I think it's how I relate to women screws me up.
He's a believer. Yeah. So what does that make me?
Yeah, I'm a believer, exactly.
It makes you gullible.
Oh.
It makes you an easy target.
John?
Yes.
Don't go to Thailand.
You're 21?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, my question for you guys is I've been me and my girlfriend have been going out for about 5 years now, ever since I was about 17. I'm 21 right now. She recently, off and on for about the last year, has been asking whether or not we could bring someone else into the sack with us.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, this is one of two things.
Bogus.
Okay, one of three things.
That chick that calls up and pretends to be a guy.
Wow, she's doing a great job.
I swear to God.
No, because he announced and waited for a reaction.
That was not good. Bogus.
Yeah.
We're going bogus. Yeah.
No, there is one thing that I think might be rooted in this. Her dad and her dad's friend all sort of had some weird thing when she was young. She won't go into explicit detail, but she was molested as a child, and one of her dad's best friends, one of his coworkers, was sort of a witness for it.
What's your question?
Well... my question is that normal? I mean,
John, that's not a question.
Can't do better than that.
Was that normal?
Yeah.
Well, no.
We can't judge.
It's impossible to judge, but yes, everyone has threesomes.
Really?
No, you idiot.
Oh. Well, no, hey,
what are you talking about?
Gullible, man. Listen to this.
This
is Los Angeles. It's a very common thing.
When there's not a question, or the question is that normal, or should I confront?
Yeah,
it's bogus.
No. I'm not asking whether or not I should confront. I'm asking whether or not if this is something I should, just sort of deal with and we should talk about, or if I should just get rid of her just because I myself am just monogamous, just me, her, that's it. If she wants someone else that adamantly, I don't know why she's into you.
She wouldn't be into you.
But by the way, again, not a question.
You're announcing
that you're monogamous and you're not about to have a threesome.
And by the way, if she was this person, she wouldn't be into you, John, the way you describe yourself, because she's into chaos, not monogamy.
But what are you asking us? I'm not into this. I would absolutely not have her with another person. Okay, what's the question?
Okay, should I try it or should I try and talk her out of it is my question.
Do you want to try it?
I'm a little curious, but I was raised in a Catholic society, so more or less, I don't think I should, but yes, I do have questions.
All right, wait a minute.
Listen, yeah.
John, please, under the rules of engagement of Boguosity and the Geneva Boguosity Convention, you must fess up if this is a bogus call.
Wait, what? I'm sorry?
You're full of it, is what we're saying.
Don't you understand the rules of engagement with the bogus calls? If we call
the bogus calls. Oh, God, I swear I would tell you if it was, man. No, it's just I don't know how I should go about the situation, more or less.
I don't understand. How could someone so naive and full of non-questions like yourself get hooked up with someone so chaotic?
Well, that's sort of the attraction.
All right. How'd you meet her?
Exact reciprocal.
Well, okay, I have a bunch of questions for you. How'd you meet her?
Well, quickly. I met her through work. Both of us worked at a movie theater maybe a mile and
what
a half.
What did she do there?
At the time, both of us were working, popcorn stand. She is actually a receptionist at a hospital now. I actually work at a different healthcare facility doing sort of data entry.
Popcorn. And why were you attracted to her?
More or less, at the very beginning, it was the first girl that ever paid attention to me.
Are you a virgin?
Up until when we went out, yes.
You and her?
Yes. She was the first girl I had sex with.
And then suddenly she came into, let's have another person in.
About a year ago. We've been going out since...
Hold on a second. Let's try to break this down. All right, so now I'm switching the emphasis from bogus
to squirrel
to squirrely
complete,
and naive.
I mean, like world class squirreliness.
How old did he say?
He better hope
he's 21.
Should hope this is a bogus call. This is the yeah. Courtney Love equivalent of squirreliness.
No, he's in over his head.
Yes,
way over his head.
Yeah.
Something about you're making me think that you want to be with another guy and this girl.
Did she say two guys?
No.
Of course, he's never mentioned that it was a girl. Of course he's talking about another guy.
Did she want two guys?
Well, as far as the threesome, I never really considered who. Just the idea of a third person, it does excite me, but I'm not...
We're talking about another guy here. Let's get that clear,
Another guy? What do you think?
Well, okay, to tell you the... Okay, yeah, another guy, yes.
Wow.
I'll admit it.
Of course.
A guy and a girl.
You're interested in that. You're kind of...
More bogus all the time.
Yeah, I know. It just gets more bogus.
It does.
It just gets more bogus.
Go back to acting class.
Yeah, but it's not working for us. What do you mean you never considered what the sex of the third party is? I base my entire decision on that. That's 100% of my decision.
That's the first step.
And what you do with that later in the day, of course, Adam.
Just by the simple fact of you saying that another person rather than another woman made me think immediately that it was another guy.
Interesting.
Because if it wasn't another woman...
Yeah, I didn't want to admit that over the radio, but yes, I was...
Of course, but there's something about another man being there that turns you on, I think, right?
Wow.
Yeah, it turns you on. Now we're getting to the bottom.
Wow.
No, but it's bogus.
It feels so bogus.
Yeah. Are you naked?
The popcorn stand? I mean, come
on. Bogus.
But here's the deal. Under the rules of engagement...
You have to tell us when it's bogus or else we have to keep going with this call.
I would. I swear I'd tell you if it was bogus. I mean, you can ask for names, places, dates.
How about this, though? Have you ever kissed another man?
I'm sorry?
Have you ever kissed another man?
Yes, I have.
That is bogus.
No. Then it makes more sense.
I don't think it is bogus. I think that there's something else going on.
What else have you done with a man?
All I did was kiss. It was my best friend after his mom had passed away. But it did.
All I did was kiss. Kissing is probably the most...
With your tongue?
Intimate.
Anderson, what is your Geneva...
I'd rather Matt went down on me than
kissed
me. What
does the Geneva Convention tell us? Anderson, what do you think?
Well,
I think he's really stupid.
Pull down your pants.
Yeah, I think he just doesn't know. No, I think he's dumb.
All right.
Telling the truth.
All right, John. We're sort of...
Break up with your girlfriend, find a nice boy, and
you're
buy
gay.
A
Stop
house
torturing
together.
Yourself.
You're gay.
Start decorating.
And by the way, start decorating. Yeah. and that would explain a little bit why she might be with him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even think about her.
All right, we're connecting a few dots over here. Hey, John.
Yes?
You may be gay.
Okay.
You're at least...
Okay,
ambiguous about your sexuality.
Well, no, I love my girlfriend to death. I mean, I love her. I can see myself having kids with her. However, I do question the presence of another man further along the road.
What do you do with the guy? Do you engage with the guy or just watch
Maybe
him?
She's not asking. It's him that's really wants to do this. Yeah.
I can't go any further with this.
I can't either. John.
Find yourself a nice boy.
Here's the thing. you may be gay, but here's the other thing. Do not get her pregnant.
Oh, my God.
Do you understand?
No. Protection every time.
With what?
Come on,
what kind
I'm
of protection?
I'm only 21. I'm not going to get someone pregnant at this age.
What kind of protection are you using?
It happens all the time. He uses the imitation butter with the spermicide.
No, he uses the other hole. And
Jared's got a crystal ball over there.
What did he say?
Vaginal.
Only vaginal.
What kind of protection do you use?
Missionary style. That's all we've ever done. And she came to me with the question of, what if we were to bring someone in?
What kind of protection do you use?
Condoms.
All right. Ooh, well, look, she's your girlfriend. Barrier. Why not, you know, why?
Get her on the pill.
Yeah. Why not get her on the pill?
Well, she is on the pill to regulate her period because she has, I'm not sure, some conditions where she has a very offbeat menstrual cycle.
Syncopated menses.
Yeah.
What are you
gonna
do?
Yeah.
All right. Good. Thing. Multiple contraceptives for these two. Good. Excellent.
Woo!
Condom.
Throw one more in there. What's the suppository thing they have?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm exhausted after that call. Today sponge, use the yesterday sponge, tomorrow sponge, right now sponge.
Why did I feel so bad about that call? So unsatisfying.
I know. That was like playing handball against the drapes. That's why. But here's the thing, John. Once in a while, there are guys that are so sort of
squirrely
and undynamic, and their cadence is so screwed up that it feels like bad acting, but it's not. It's how they are. They're so affected.
Yeah.
When he asked me if he ever kissed a man, he was like, oh, yes, I did. Like, everything changed.
Well, how about with his the sexual position, missionary, and, you know.
It just sounds.
Well, you know, it's an interesting concept, though. There are people that are so uncomfortable or ill at ease in their own skin that everything that comes out of their mouth sounds like a lie.
Seems insincere, yeah. However, this was bogus. I think about how I'm lied to in real life all the time. Imagine when people are trying to screw with us.
Well, that's your kids, Drew. But it's like there's some people out there that, well, let's just put it this way. There's certain people that are more human than others, and then there are a lot of people that seem like they're inhabited by aliens who are trying to adapt. And, you know, learn the ways, and, you know.
I think John was one of those.
I work with a lot of those people. I drive behind a lot of those people on the freeway. The world is filled with those people, and not everyone is, I don't know, maybe the highest percent human is 99.99% pure human. There's a lot of people in the double digits. There's a lot of 19s and 14s and 11s and 8s out there. And when you run into those people, they don't make sense to you. Mm-hmm. Because you're up in the 60% human bracket, and they're down in the 11%, and it doesn't compute.
Yep.
And you keep saying, why? Why? But why? But why? Why they're 8% human?
Yeah, but usually those people are sort of icy and cold, not super squirrely.
Yes,
the squirreliness was confusing.
But he was from a planet that was he was from the Naivatoid galaxy.
The chestnut.
The planet Squirrelaton. All right. Let's take a break.
Really?
Yeah, I'm early tired. Break. Need one after that one.
I need a shower.
I'll give you one.
Oh,
I'll give
you
a special,
please.
Golden ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a special treat, Drew.
I mean, lovey.
Let's take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Matt Wachter's here tonight. Also, Jared Leto. 30 Seconds to Mars.
Thank you so much.
Name of the name of the band, name of the CD, A Beautiful Lie, mm-hmm. which is out on the 30th of August. And the guys are going to be playing at the Universal Amphitheater on the 20th of August. Yes. And we're going to hear something else off the CD. We'll hear the title track and a couple of few. Let's go back to the phones. Take a question for the band, Nikki.
Yeah.
What's up?
Not so much. I'm at work.
That's a bad sign.
Where are you working?
Always.
Although we're at work.
Yeah.
Never thought about that.
I work
that.
At Wiley Publishing.
In the middle of the night?
Yeah.
Working late tonight, Nikki?
Security?
No, it's not security. It's we make books. And we have a second shift because there are too many people that work during the day.
Wow. All right. So business is good. What are you doing?
A publishing company that makes books.
You make books. Are you in the binding department?
No, I do layout. Mm-hmm. I actually put the text files with the pretty pictures and stuff.
Like the yearbook staff.
That's nice.
Yeah.
All right. What time? Now, what's your shift?
5 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Ooh. That's not too bad.
No, that's not too bad.
That's practically what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're actually working overtime, so it's like 1:30 here.
Where are you?
Indiana.
Where in Indiana?
Indianapolis.
Oh, Indiana.
We were just there. In Indianapolis. We played a show.
Egyptian
there.
Theater.
Yeah, I was there.
Oh, you're at the show?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Is that near the War Memorial there? The Egyptian
Theater? Yeah, I liked it. It was great.
They've got World War One memorial, right?
The big circle in the big circle. Yeah, the thing we were walking around looking at.
Beautiful city. It's beautiful. That was a fun show.
Nikki, you have a question for the guys?
Yeah, I was just wondering what they thought about all the fans that make their own clothes. And what's the craziest thing that they've seen as far as clothes go?
Well, is that something? Well, let me explain it to Adam and Drew here. We have, albeit not the biggest fan base in the world, probably one of the most dedicated that I've ever seen. Yeah. Very, very committed fans, more like a big dysfunctional family. But people come dressed up in homemade clothes and make all kinds of creative things.
Why is there, what's the significance?
Well, the significance is that 30 Seconds to Mars has a whole kind of our visual art side, and a lot of the glyphics that like I have tattooed on my wrist here. There's a lot of symbology and iconography.
Well, that's all the stuff on your thing here. What
exactly.
Is it Egyptian or?
No, it's something that that I came up with and my
brother. Your own thing.
Yeah. You know, so we have.
It almost looks like Matt's signature, by the way.
Exactly.
Ironic, isn't it?
Yeah. So the craziest thing that I've seen probably is obviously a lot of tattoos, a lot of people getting tattoos, and oddly enough, that quilt was very interesting.
It really was.
Someone made me, a woman made me, who comes to the shows with her family, made me this giant quilt with all of this artwork. She must have spent, I don't know, months and months on it. It was beautiful.
Maybe she stole the AIDS quilt.
She might have.
Maybe.
You know, you're
where
what
is that
thinking.
Thing? I think it's missing, actually, Drew.
But it's odd.
It's pretty big now.
Oh, okay.
The thing is, Jared's one of the only world-class actors who also is I don't want to use the word like legitimate,
you can
established
use,
no, musician.
You can say all legitimate.
Them, but all of them want to be. You know what I mean? We've got Keanu wants to be, and we've got all these ones wants to be.
Well, here's
Jared
the thing.
Does it.
I think most performers either would like to be rock stars or athletes.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Drew, by the way. Appreciate that.
Yeah, so, and the problem is first, they want to be performers, they want to be in movies, they want to be on TV, and then they get into that position, and then they get too many bobbleheads around them that are just telling them they can do whatever they want, and they laugh at every joke and every song they play, they tell them it's the greatest thing ever, and before you know it, you got Russell Crowe's band.
Right, exactly.
Well, actually, I don't know a band, but there are some pretty crappy bands out there. You got Keanu Reeves is who you're thinking of.
Keanu Reeves is what I'm thinking of, too. Those are the two that come to mind.
Yeah. All right.
And then Shaq. You got that.
Then you
also
got Shaq rapping.
The ring,
yeah.
Too.
But the point, the point is if everybody sort of in the back of their mind, every male wants to be a rock star at some point, and you get to the point where you have money and you have a lot of yes people around you, and it's easy to assemble people around you, and you know people will show up because you have a name, then it's easy to dilute yourself into thinking that you're a rock star.
Right.
And no one around you ever really tell you otherwise.
But Jared has two independent careers.
Yeah, that's to be respected.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Nikki?
Yes.
No money and no bobbleheads.
Did you come?
No money in either career, actually,
yeah, exactly.
So there you go. How's that?
Well, did you? Well, here's the thing. Here's an important thing. Hold on, Nick. I was thinking about this. I was talking about it last night on a Comedy Central show I do, which is, you know, P. Diddy is going to Diddy now. It was Sean Combs. Then it was Sean Puffy Combs. Then it was Puff Daddy. Then it was P. Diddy. And now he's just going with Diddy.
I'm lost. I don't know what he's
just going with Diddy. And it's like when Prince was going with the symbol.
Whatever.
And it always makes me realize these guys don't have any real friends. They don't have the buddies from high school. Because
do you call him? What do you call Prince? When you call him up on the phone?
Like, I would have said to my buddy Ray, hey, I'm no longer going with Adam Carolla. I have a symbol. He would have been like, I got a symbol. Retard. Come here. I'm beating the crap out of you.
He would have kicked you in the nuts.
Which got me in a headlock and started beating on me.
Yeah.
And this, you need to have those people around you so they can go, hey, man, I heard that last song. Not your best. Instead of everyone just nodding their head. Because then next thing you know, you start creating bad music or you start coming up with crappy symbols.
Yes.
And so if everyone around you is on the payroll, then you never really get the truth because they don't want to get fired. That's why you need to hang out with a handful of folks that know you from back when, that aren't scared to knock you down a notch and tell you the truth. And that saves you from the crappy symbols and nicknames and crappy music and all that. Yes?
Yes.
Just crappiness in general, I think it...
Right, right. Nikki?
Yes.
All right. Now, did you go... You went to the concert? Did you go in any strange garb?
Yeah. I actually have been to 3 on this tour, and I've made something new for every one of them.
Wow. It's impressive.
Thanks, Nikki.
There you go.
Yeah, okay. All right. You can say thank you, or you just, you know. I know you're a text woman. You don't like to talk. Uh-huh. You let your pen do your talking, but...
Well, it's more the instant messaging.
Right. I'll let you get back to the proofreading.
Well, hey, I was going to ask if the guys could say hello to the Echelon, because they're all listening.
What's
they're
Echelon?
All on the message boards going crazy right now.
Are they? Well, of course.
What is Echelon? What is that?
And the Echelon, it's kind of hard to explain. I think if you want to learn about this
what website should we
world,
visit?
You should go to 30secondstomars.com and you can get all your questions.
30 is 30?
Either 30 or spell it out. Either one.
Wow, you got both.
Yeah, but, you can find out about Jared the Echelon.
Leave,
and
Jared does not leave anything to chance.
No, he does not.
We're very thorough.
Got all of our bases covered.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks,
but we do love, we have the best fans in the world, and
absolutely.
We love them to death, and it is it's one big crazy family.
Wow.
So, and we'll see them all very soon.
I'm like that weird uncle in the family.
Stay away from that, please.
Well, this sounds like a good time to hear a song.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
You cool, Drew?
I'm cool.
All right. Well,
are you cool?
Just saying.
Are you cool?
Be cool! Be cool!
We'll hear something else off of Beautiful Lie, and... I'm guessing this is the title track because it's called A Beautiful Lie.
About the past.
I think so.
There we go.
Yeah. Wait, 30 seconds. There's one more.
There's one more. I think this is the first time that song's ever been on the radio.
Another first.
Anywhere.
Well, it sounded good. I don't, I'm not brown nosing, but it's not going to be the last.
Oh, no, it's not going to be the last. Because the people, we are not the sort of music guys, but those that are here are a big fan, support to this.
Thank you.
Well, that means a lot.
It does.
30 Seconds to Mars there by the Beautiful Eye CD is going to come out on Tuesday, August 30th, and also at the Amphitheater on the 20th. And here's the thing about when they change names, like when they change names of stadiums or amphitheaters or something like that.
Yeah.
The people that were around before the thing, we should be able to be grandfathered in. Like, we should never have to call it the Gibson.
I think so.
Now listen, Irvine Meadows.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. It's always
Horizon
Irvine.
Amphitheater?
No. It's Irvine Meadows.
It's Irvine Meadows.
Well, that's my point. And they even do this with, you know, they'll do a memorial intersection or overpass
Comiskey
or something.
Comiskey Park is like a pack with something.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Yeah.
I can't keep track of
it. It sounds good, and then you realize, all right, that's a good thing, and then you hear your grandpa call black guy Negro, and you're like, hey, come on. And they're like, that's what we
what?
Call it. It's like, that's what, that's our Comiskey Park.
Oh, no.
You can't judge is what
can't
I'm saying.
Judge. You can't judge.
But you understand you're doing the same thing they're doing.
Yes. Let's take a break.
All right, let's take a break. 30 Seconds to Mars here tonight. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Matt and Jared are here tonight from 30 Seconds to Mars. We'll not hear anything else
Thank
off
you.
The CD because we played our
Because you'll all be hearing it everywhere soon enough.
That's
go
right.
buy the CD.
August 30th, yeah. You'll all be hearing it.
Beautiful Line, name of the CD, August 30th. All right, let's talk to Alyssa.
Yeah.
Do we need an Alyssa and an Alyssa?
No, just Alyssa. Just
yeah.
Alyssa.
You know what I realized that the worst one in the world is Taryn.
Oh.
Because the reason Taryn is so effed up is because everybody you talk to, sweetie, Karen, Taryn,
oh, it's
Taryn.
So funny.
You go through your entire life correcting people. You spend your entire life just everywhere you go. And here's the thing. Do it at the DMV on your license, but everywhere else, just let them fly.
Yeah, just let them.
You know,
that's actually my old assistant's name.
Yeah, that's what we're laughing at.
And when she just have to correct
everyone.
Like, every time they pick up, every time they're talking on the phone, it's like, oh, no,
T isn't Tom, Taryn.
Taryn. And it's like, I'll just go with Karen. You know, once in a while someone calls me Al, and I don't even say anything. Yeah.
I get Mac every once in a while. I just give in. I'm just like, yep, that's my
name. Oh, really, Mac?
Yeah.
Wow,
Mac.
And I like it.
I like my name. Here's the thing. Here should be the rule, which is, if you go with a funky name, it can't resemble any other names because people's heads are like the spell check. They just go to the closest thing. They
exactly.
give you. It's like you hear Taryn,
and
you have an option, which it just comes up Karen. That's it.
Yeah.
Our guitarist has an interesting name, Tomo.
Yeah, but people always call him Tomo.
Shannon never gets
no.
No one mixes up his name.
Yeah, but at least Tomo, I guess Shlomo if you're Hasidic Jew, but there's nothing else that sounds like
no,
it.
No.
All right.
People say Tomo.
Tomo, yeah, he gets Tomo.
But that's just a mispronunciation
yeah,
of his own
right,
name.
Right. It's not confusing with another name.
Right. Like if I start calling myself Adam. No, not Adam. Adam. Idiot.
No, Adam.
You just Adam. Go through your whole life correcting
Adam.
People.
Adam.
I would have fired that assistant immediately. Alyssa?
No. Yeah, Alyssa, you got to push number 4.
Oh, where is she?
Four.
I pressed the wrong one. All right. Alyssa?
Yeah, hi.
What's up?
Basically, I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Yep.
I'm curious, what are the health risks of a 9-year-old smoking marijuana?
Well, perfectly it's normal. Perfectly
hey, can
healthy.
I tell you something? You have one right here.
Really?
Well, I hope not. There are two things that occur to me. One is that marijuana use 12 or under, in my world, is essentially a 100% indicator of some sort of trauma. Mm-hmm. Something the child is trying to use marijuana to regulate overwhelming feelings. Number two, there is evidence that younger teens, 15 and under, smoking marijuana can affect their brain growth.
Mm.
We don't know if that's permanent or not, but one thing that can happen for sure is that as a result of the right frontal lobe delay in development, that's the part of the brain that is supposed to be growing and developing during adolescence. They literally don't do the developmental process if the marijuana blocks it. So they sort of miss their developmental growth in adolescence.
All right. You're harsh in her mouth, by the way.
She's like... But one thing is for certain, you smoke enough pot, it'll make you stupid.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Steals your ambition.
I know that.
It steals your ambition. I'm not sure if it makes you stupid or it just sort of pulls you out of the game so that
it
you never...
It steals your ambition. That line in Jackie Brown is totally true.
It does. And you just don't... It's not that you get dumb, you just don't learn anything.
You're okay being kind of ignorant.
Right.
You feel good about it.
Or you just become completely paranoid. And
here's the chips.
Here's the other thing, too, is the pot people are smoking today ain't the pot they were smoking 20 years ago.
Very powerful.
I mean... I was like smoking leaves and stuff. You
like
smoke
twigs and berries.
Like a pill. Yeah.
Stuff pop at
you. Just like flying out of it. Fourth of July in my palm. No, they have to smoke a pillowcase of it in order to catch some kind of buzz. And then people would go like, are you high? And you'd go, I think I feel something. Now it's like, are you kidding?
Yeah. Now it's
I'm out of my mind.
I just want to be normal.
I really do think that they need to make a mellower pot so that I can smoke pot again. I'd like to smoke pot, but I can't commit to freaking out.
Exactly.
You know, like I need the Zima equivalent of some weed. Like I don't want to drink straight Jack.
The Mike's Hard Lemonade version.
Yeah, but I want to feel cool at the party too and catch a buzz, but I don't want to freak out. You know, so I need I need the Tequiza or the Mike's Hard Lemonade or the Zima version of the weed so I can, you know, when Bill Maher hands me the doobie, I don't seem like some Squaresville,
Bartles,
you know?
Bartles and James.
Yeah, Bartles and James.
The light version. They got to come out. I mean, they have light cigarettes. Why not have light weed?
All you got to do is take, you know, one, not even one part, just one quarter of what you got today and mix it with whatever we're smoking 20 years ago, and you got a nice, you know, get a nice herb there. Mm. Hey, Alyssa?
Yeah?
Is that you who was smoking pot at 9?
No, actually the little brother of a friend of mine.
It's a serious issue.
It's a bad sign. It's bad that they want to do it. Right. They're thinking about that. They have access to it.
Those are the bigger issues, more than even the fact that it can affect their development. The fact that they're doing it is a very bad sign.
Okay.
All right. So feel free to snitch.
Yeah, to get the kid. Okay. To get some help. So
yeah, it's not. It's
spiraling out of control.
You're not ranting anybody out if you're helping them.
Yeah.
All right.
All right,
baby. Take care. Let's talk to. Tina. Tina?
I love dealing with parents so kids that age, too. It's like, not my kid.
No.
How dare you?
Never.
What makes you think?
Hey, really?
I suppose the parents are like, thank you for tipping me off.
Yeah, they get defensive and they get weird.
Ugh.
Yeah. Drew, what's the youngest person you've ever seen?
Smoking pot?
Yeah, just anything. Come to your attention.
Eight?
Yeah.
Wow.
What happened?
It's pot.
They came to you?
I see them as adults.
Oh, and they tell you.
I think Robert Downey's talked about that publicly. I think it was 8 for him.
Yeah. He got started with everything. He lost his virginity when he was 3.
age.
I love the way they talk about childhood sexual abuse as, well, I lost my virginity. <It's>
Look. Yeah.
That's one way of putting it.
I was 3. I was banging my babysitter. She was 31. It's awesome.
Lost my virginity.
Yeah. Tina?
Like Stewie. Yeah, hey.
What's up? Yeah, you're 21?
Yeah, I'm 21.
Uh-oh.
What's going on?
Okay, I live in a 24/7 BDSM relationship. So basically, I'm a master and I'm the slave.
Oh, hold on a second.
BDSM.
You're the master and the slave?
No, Chief Running Bear, to make a visit?
No, I'm too tired. Oh, shut up.
Chief Running Bear would be perfect for Tina.
I'm tired.
Well, just one nipple clamp?
Did two shows
I love
today.
Nipple clamps. They're awesome.
I bet you do.
So, right, so you're the slave?
And the master.
But like, for a long time.
Didn't you say slave and master?
No, I have a master.
Have a master.
You have a master.
She sounds a lot like a slave. I wouldn't pick her as a master at all.
Are you
being a good girl today?
Voice is some guy like I was a sub to. It kind of reminds me, puts me back in the memory.
You know, let me tell you something. Excuse me. I was just thinking about with the slave and master part. You have a master, mm-hmm. right? Here's the dangerous part. As a guy being the master around the house, you're like, listen, fetch me my this, go get me that, lick my feet, whatever. Feels pretty good, and then you go to work, and you like say to some guy, go to the thing and get me. And he's like, hey, why don't you blow yourself? And you're like, how dare you? Flog yourself now. And he's like, hey, Brett, I'm going to kick your ass. And you're like, oh, this is the temerity. It's like,
outrage.
As soon as you go outside the house, it's got a shock. You got the guy at the DMV yelling at you, you know. Cop pulls you over. It's like, license and register. Unhand me, sir.
Stomp on my balls.
I said good day.
Good day. All right. Yeah, so you just get this sort of false sense, you know? Tina, yeah.
Okay, yeah. The only thing is, like, before I was living it, like, I was just, like, an occasional thing. It wasn't, like, 24/7, this is my life.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, that is my life, it's kind of lost its whole thing
to
me. Yeah,
you gotta up the ante.
Well, first of all, I just want to ask Dr. Ju, because I've never really found like an objective third party to tell me, is this like some, like, is this a bad thing? Like, I don't view it because it's like been great for me sexually, but so many people are like upset that this is how my life is, you know? Like, I just want to know as a professional opinion.
Well, I hate using words like bad or wrong, but it's not a great sign of health. Let's put it that way.
You know, I really want to know what an average day is like.
Yeah.
I'm not a masochist. You know, some people are into the S&M part of it, but I'm kind of into, like, the whole, you know, somebody taking control of me, and especially sexually, like, that is the biggest turn-on for me, you know?
Yeah, a lot of women have that kind of turn-on, too. I'll tell you what that basically comes from. It's a feeling that the part of yourself that is sexual is bad. Mm-hmm. And the only way that you can sort of expose it is if somebody takes it out of your hands, so it's no longer your responsibility, and that frees you to be sexual. But the reality is, the reason you feel that that part is bad is something happened to you that disconnected you into a good and a bad, rather than a whole person. You're a good and a bad, and that's the real problem with this. It suggests you have problems integrating your sense of yourself.
Maybe
and other people
abused you'll, as a child.
Right, and you'll also see other people as all good or all bad, as opposed to a whole person that sometimes behaves in ways that aren't so great.
Tina, do you have to do the cooking and cleaning and all that stuff?
I do, but I like to cook, so it's not a bad thing for me. I don't really mind cleaning.
The cooking and cleaning.
But I understand.
What is the rest of the day like? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
If he tells me to do something, I have to do it, or I get punished.
This is a relationship.
Continue.
Wow.
Pardon?
This is some sort of relationship you have that's built on this little fantasy?
It's 24/7. She's the slave. She has to.
We found each other.
He wanted a slave, and I wanted a master.
Yeah. Wow.
Whatever.
All right.
There you go.
Well, you got some roller skates, and he's got a key.
That's
how the song goes. All right. Well, have fun living in servitude like
car battery and jumper cables.
But yeah. Like an Asian woman from 100 years ago.
Or a shoehorn and a can opener.
What's that, Tina?
Well, where do I go from here? Like, okay, I've done this, but, like,
Well, why don't you ask him if you can get counseling?
Yeah. See, that's the problem is this is a fetish.
And he really didn't tell me, you know, I don't think this is a good idea. We just talked openly about it.
Well, they're not going to tell you what you can and can't do. They're trying to get you to connect with them in a more real and deeper level. And if you don't feel safe and sort of accepted, then you're not going to do that work.
Yeah, but here, especially living really close to San Francisco, because it's a big thing here.
I know, but Tina, maybe the fact that you're in therapy is why you're suddenly looking at this like, what's this?
Look, and here's the bottom line. You're 21. You already sound burnt out on it. Yeah. Or you're coming to the end.
I'm disappointed that so quickly, like, I was burnt out on it. Why would, like, do I have to take such an extreme?
Because it's not real.
Get some therapy.
Yeah, it's not real.
You'll be done with this by 24.
Yeah. Well, you're finishing because you're doing therapy. So keep going. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah. All right.
Keep working. Let these things play out.
It's fine. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
It's good times.
Yeah.
Then you can sell all your ball gags and whips on eBay after you're done.
Yeah.
That'll buy them.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah. Well, that's the show. Jared, Matt, God love you.
I hope he does.
Well done.
It was a
thank you.
Good show tonight. A Beautiful Lies, the name of the CD, 30 Seconds to Mars, coming out on the 30th, Tuesday 30th, and then over at the Amphitheater on the 20th. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.